Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell lots of software and games, but I do like to talk about them. One of the big stories this week is that Konami will be doing Metal Gear Solid Survive without Hideo Kojima. It's got co-op play and zombies, but not the auteur who made the series great since 1998, I believe, is when I was in college and it came out. My roommate bought a copy and played it on my PlayStation, preventing me from playing my PlayStation. PlayStation 4 downloads this week are many: Ali Ali Epic Combo Edition, The Huntsman, Winter's Curse, Uno, Adventure Capitalist, Battleship, Bound, Doodle Devil, Grow Up, Inversus. PS Vita has Dungeon Punks. Xbox One added Prominence Poker, Bela Latino, Grow Up, Valentino Rossi the Game, and Uno. Wii U owners can download Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs, a classic that I don't remember playing, but it's a retro game. Also Poncho, Blasting Agent, Ultimate Edition, Word Logic, Adventure Party, Cats and Caverns, and a lot of other indie games. While 3DS players can grab Metroid Prime Federation Force, which does not seem to have the title character or its hero, but that is available, and I need to check reviews. I think today's a review day. Style Savvy Fashion Forward, Power Disc Slam, Blasting Agent, Ultimate Edition, Word Logic, and Brick Race are also available. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Save big on over a couple thousand collectibles at Entertainment Earth. We have our clearance sale extended. The summer clearance is packed with items from your favorite manufacturers, including stuff from video games, movies, comic books, and beyond. Some stuff selling out immediately, some stuff still here, but you gotta check it out to see what it is. So go to entertainmentearth.com right now, see what we have, because I don't know what we have right now. Things are coming and things are going. Did you miss Victorion? How about a Crimson Stormtrooper? We've got some cool things for you. We also added new pre-orders. Trevco has a whole line of Atari shirts. Tees, polos, juniors, hoodies, work shirts. I really want that work shirt. Like, I might order one just after I record this podcast. I was looking over new video game stuff on our website to talk to you about, and I saw that, and I'm like, ooh, I haven't bought a new work shirt in years, so I really want one of those. We also added the World Nintendo Shadow Link 4-inch action figure. That is an all-black Zelda Link figure. It's really cool. It was previously another retailer's exclusive, and now we have it, and you can have it. We also added the Street Fighter M. Bison 1/12 scale action figure from the fifth game in the numerical series, because there's been, like, gotta be 30-something Street Fighter 2-based games now. Puzzle Fighters, Pocket Fighter, Champion Edition, Turbo Edition, Super, we could go on all day. There's been a lot of those games. Alpha, Zero, X-Men Versus, Capcom Versus, lots of stuff. I like those games. And that's it. Take a look at our website for more interesting new items from video games and beyond. I just found out that if you haven't already ordered Series 2-3 of the Jack-specific Mini Nintendo figures, you should. I am holding a Metroid from it right now, and it's really cool. It has a little clear display stand, teeth, no articulation, but it's a little Metroid, and I don't have a little Metroid, or at least I didn't until yesterday. So take a look at those, as well as we got Squids, we got Tom Nook, we've got Tanuki Mario. We've really taken that whole Tanuki thing to heart. Luigi Mario, a Babam, all kinds of goodies. And I would recommend getting a pre-order in case you want them. If you don't, hey, no worries. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Now I have to do Toy of the Week. Until then, check us out at entertainmentearth.com. Check us out at Twitter, at EntEarth, Facebook, and anywhere fine media is socialized. Because media socialist is funny. I stole that from Wait, Don't Tell Me.